The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Gasta Senado Federal com absoluta transparência.
Last week, Brazil's Senate voted overwhelmingly to impeach and suspend the country's president, Dilma Rousseff. She now faces a long trial on charges of illegally using state bank funds to cover up big budget deficits. Rousseff called her impeachment a coup. Either way, she's caught up in an angry public revolt against epic corruption in Brazil, including a $3 billion scandal at the state oil firm Petrobras. Anti-corruption movements are rising all over Latin America, and that's a good thing, except when it isn't.
There is the worry that some really innocent people might wind up in jail.
Keith Rosen is a University of Miami Law School professor and an expert on Latin America.
This is uncharted waters at the moment, and we're not sure yet how many people are in prison now only for political reasons.
In many Latin American countries, the forces and systems in charge of the anti-corruption campaigns are themselves fairly corrupt. More than half the Brazilian Congressional Committee that recommended impeaching President Rousseff face corruption charges, too. Then consider Panama and the case of Frank de Lima, the former Minister of Economy and Finance.
I was thrown in jail for a mere administrative issue. The first word that comes to mind is frustration, impotence as well.
De Lima spoke to me by phone from his home in Panama City. He served under Ricardo Martinelli, Panama's president from 2009 to 2014. Investigators say Martinelli's government was seriously corrupt. Embezzlement and kickback schemes may have cost Panama more than $100 million. Martinelli is on the run from those charges in Miami, in a luxury condo in Brickell. So Martinelli's successor, President Juan Carlos Varela, has declared an anti-corruption crusade. And last year, Panamanian prosecutors linked De Lima to the embezzlement of millions of dollars from a food subsidy program for poor schools.
To this day, I don't know why I was caught up in this investigation.
The only apparent connection was that De Lima had allocated money that was legally budgeted for the program.
But in nowhere in the file do they accuse me or any member of my ministry of receiving any type of benefit.
Still, last May, an anti-corruption prosecutor put De Lima in jail with no real formal charge for 9.5 months.
She says to me, "You were the minister, you had to give the example, and now I'm going to make an example of you."
While De Lima was in jail, a government controller report effectively absolved him, but he wasn't released on bail until 3 months later. WLRN made several requests to the prosecutor for a response, but we did not hear back from her. De Lima, meanwhile, is still awaiting a trial date.
You can't trample people's human rights with the excuse that you're chasing corruption.
It's a complaint being heard around Latin America, especially in countries like Venezuela, where judicial systems are under the thumb of ruling parties and corruption cases are often political persecution. But the University of Miami's Keith Rosen says there is one potential silver lining to these anti-corruption controversies.
For the first time in many of these Latin American countries, people who are well-connected politically wind up being victims of the judicial system. As long as the political class was largely immune from the criminal justice system, efforts to reform it frequently went nowhere.
He and other experts believe one of the most urgent things to reform is what happened to Frank de Lima in Panama, lengthy pretrial detention. It forces people to sit in jail, often for years and often without even being formally charged. In Latin America, almost half the prison population has yet to see a trial. Martin Schoenteich is a senior legal officer at the Justice Initiative of the Open Society Foundations in Washington, D.C.
Traditionally, in many Latin American countries, a significant number of crimes do not allow for pretrial release. And I think that undermines the rule of law and people's respect in the criminal justice system.
Seeing firsthand what powerless people in Latin America have faced for so long has affected the outlook of powerful figures like Frank de Lima.
Now that I personally lived this experience, I will become an advocate of the legal reforms that have to be done so no one has to go through this here.
And with that kind of change, the anti-corruption crusades stand to become more credible. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors.